All right, folks, you want to see what good security looks like? It looks like this. A presidential motorcade. Former President Trump coming to Miami. Obviously, crowds everywhere. Now watch what happens. Watch how quickly the Secret Service responds. Watch how quickly the path's clear. Watch how everyone steps up their game after that, because it might be an incident to distract them from an actual attack. Folks, this is why the Secret Service is the best in the world. When I was working those motorcades, it's game on. When I'm looking for what's going on, it's trying to identify the threat before it can make bad things happen. You see, really, we talk about this all the time, but training your mind is the most important thing you can do. And here's the reality, folks. This turned out to be a crazy person in a jail suit trying to make a statement, but the Secret Service didn't know that. And oh, by the way, you're doing something you don't do when you try to get involved in a Secret Service motorcade, because motorcades are very vulnerable when they're stopped. Fortunately, because the Secret Service agent did a great job, he was situationally aware. He knew what to look for. He went to the threat. He got it out of the way. And guess what? Everything went exactly as it was supposed to. You know, when you look at this, and let's look at it again, you see the agent really identifying the problem and seeing it well before it actually is able to make its impact. Watch the agent on the left. Watch. He is already starting to move towards the threat. Watch him carefully move. He's going all out. And by the way, everybody on the team now knows there's a problem. Watch him as he moves. He instantly, even before the car gets there along with other agents, he is identifying the threat and taking control of the threat. What's interesting, he passes off the threat to others and then continues his protection mission, telling folks, get away from the car. Don't get near. You hear the reporter who's blown away because the Secret Service did what the Secret Service does. They reacted immediately and effectively. But guess what? They didn't just react. They were proactive. They saw the threat. They engaged the threat. They neutralized the threat. And everything else went on. Folks, that's why I do this channel. I learned as a Secret Service agent the importance of being always ready for the unexpected. That agent didn't wake up that day and go, hey, I think there'll be an actual threat directed towards the president. Guess what, folks? Every day, Secret Service agents wake up and think that there's going to be a threat against the president. They're processing in their mind. Many say, oh, Secret Service agents, they're so serious. You're right, they're serious. You know why? Because they consider the safety of their protectees and others to be at the top of the list and a full-time job. The question is, do you? And let's think about this just for a second as we think about what happened. Average street in Miami, obviously crowds gathered, lots of anger on both sides. They had predicted that. They'd planned for it. They'd work with local law enforcement. But let's go through the real simple steps that they take that we should take every day. And the first one is that first P word, and that's planned. Are you planning how your security would work in a situation where maybe things could happen, like your home. Do you have a home security plan? What do I mean? I mean, you've walked your home. You know where the vulnerabilities are. You know if the attack comes, exactly what you're going to do. You have a plan when you're driving. You're not going to get caught in the center, boxed in traffic. You'll operate in the right lane or the far left lane, keeping in mind, man, if somebody comes, I can go left or right and get out of the danger, or what we would call the threat zone. So are you planned like the Secret Service is planned? But then are you prepared? You see, the Secret Service doesn't show up with a plan. They're prepared. They have weapons. They have evacuation routes where they can exercise. They have other tools I won't go into. They are prepared. They have vehicles. They have areas where holding rooms exist, where people can be placed temporarily. You see, they're prepared, not just with the plan, but they're prepared with the things that they need for the plan. And then, so the first one's planned. Are you planned? The second one's prepared. Are you prepared? The third one, interestingly enough, is the practice. And that's where training comes in, folks. I can't stress it enough. I have done what you saw on that screen out at Beltsville in training probably 100 times. Real cities, we pull in real motorcades. There are role players, hundreds of people. Some of them do crazy things. And guess what we do? We practice, 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 and practice. Because here's the reality. If you're not practiced, you're not going to be planned and you're not going to be prepared. And you're going to be trying to figure out fight, flight, or freeze in the middle of a crisis. Worst thing ever. Folks, I'm not a prophet of doom, but I do want to say this. If you're not preparing to protect yourself, those that you love, and the things that you love, you're likely not going to be ready for the storm that's coming. I wish I could say, hey, it's going to get better, but every piece of data and evidence suggests it's going to get more challenging. It seems like our nation's becoming more hate-filled, more violent. Pick a topic. Everybody has a reason to be angry. So I want to challenge you, just like we saw today with the Secret Service. Are you Secret Service ready? Are you planned? Do you have a home defense plan? Do you have a plan for when you're out? Are you alert, aware? Are you paying attention? Remember that acronym, attack ready, that we talk about all the time. Go back to other videos, watch it. But then, are you practiced? Have you walked through your home in a simulated mental process that kind of thinks through, what would I do if 2 o'clock in the morning, someone smashes the front door, now someone's in your house? What do we do now? And folks, the best way you can mentally train, given that utilizing mental resources in a crisis is about 90% of what you need. If you can't think, if you can't process, if you can't put everything together, doesn't go well. So with that said, are you regularly asking yourself, hey, I'm pulling into the mall right now. What would I do if someone began to charge my vehicle, or someone obviously disoriented on drugs, high or whatever, begin to come towards me? What would I do if? Folks, I can't encourage you enough. Now's the time for preparation. I hope this video is helpful to you. That's why I'm doing it. Like, subscribe, share. Folks, here's the reality. Everybody in the country needs this information. This is practical, it's professional, and it's experience-based. None of our team is talking off the top of our head. This is what we have learned over decades of being in very hostile places throughout the world, and now the United States is becoming more hostile by the week. So I hope and pray this is helpful to you. I hope you picked up some things that you can put into practice. Please like, share, subscribe, because everybody here out here needs it. So until I talk to you next time, please stay safe. May God bless you.